Hello, good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another edition of the Boys and Girls Talk Show. Today I'm here with great personalities to interact with, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with me at home. My name is Ella, your regular host. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hello, good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another edition of the Boys and Girls Talk Show. Today, I'm here with great personalities to interact with, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with me at home. My name is Ella, your regular host. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more music, more gossip from your favorite celebs. Thank you. Welcome back to another edition of the Boys and Girls Talk Show. I'm here with great personality and his name is Mr. Joshua Ayivo. We are here to talk about how boys do reject some girls for other girls and how girls do reject some boys for other guys. So, welcome Mr. Joshua, welcome to the Boys and Girls Talk Show.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon to your listeners. My name is Joshua Ayivo, as initially introduced by your regular host, Manuela. And today is going to be a fun time. It's going to be a great time. We're going to talk about relationship issues related to how boys reject girls and how girls reject guys who are actually striving to make it in life. So I suggest you stay tuned and hope for the best.
And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Yeah, indeed it's a grind day. Indeed it's a wonderful Wednesday. Welcome back to another edition of the Boys and Girls Talk Show. Today we are here with great personalities to interact with, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with me at home. My name is Ella. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All right, people. Right, it's your boy King again, and today we're talking about an interesting topic. It's the weird food nicknames that you know in Ghana. Right, so we're going to start with cat meat. All right, what do you think comes in Ghana? Apparently, it's called Joseph. How crazy is that? It's like really crazy for me. I don't know about you. It's really crazy. Ghana is not only home to the most delicious delicacies, but also the most delicious delicacies with very weird nicknames. How weird is that? Kokonte is called Chris Brown. Could you imagine that? Well, kokonte is made from dry cassava flour, and it's usually eaten with groundnut soup. Another nickname for kokonte is Face the Wall. As for that one, we all know. And well, maize and groundnuts is graphic in times. Could you imagine that? Right, Bruni Ngatie is what we usually call it. And it's a street vibe, you know, like it's the perfect snack to get you energized for the day, especially when you're super tired, you know. And Kofi Brookman is what we call plantain, ripe plantain, roasted ripe plantain with groundnuts. I don't know why they call it Kofi Brookman though. I really don't know where the name came from. But, well, that's what they call it, and it really does much, because trust me, it's really cheap on the street, and it's really awesome. Trust me, you really want to have that snack when you're hungry and on the run. Well, roasted plantain with groundnuts is a very popular street food, and it's rich in vitamins and minerals. Wow, I really never knew that. We all wonder why it's called Kofi Brookman anyways. Oh, my favorite is beans and gari. with planting it. And guess what they call it? Your friend Ngobe. Ngobe. Charlie, it's really awesome. And trust me, it's something that you want to have to energize yourself for lunch, because it's super rich in protein and vitamins, as beans is a high source of protein. Well, it can actually also really satisfy you, because trust me, it's cheap and it's price is really cool. Well, there's one they call Red Red. Let's find out which one this one is. The Red Red is actually Gombe 2.0, as according to some people. Well, that's really kind of crazy though, because it's supposed to be the Red Red is actually just fried plantain. Yeah, it's actually the beans with fried plantain, totally mixed together. The Gombe alone does not come with a plantain. So I was totally wrong.
I want to try.
You want to try it?
I want to try.
Red Red? You've never really eaten Red Red before. It's just bean stew with plantain. You've never eaten that before.
No.
Liar.
It's true.
Anyway, let's continue. Right. So it's a popsicle ice cream. Right? A popsicle ice cream. And a popsicle ice cream usually is nice for a snack and on the go. Right? And then they usually have it on the streets of Accra for as low as about 1 cedi, 2 cedis. Let's find out what that one is called. Hold up, it's coming up. Right, they call it Abili Walls. Wow, that's like the weirdest name I've actually ever heard.
How is that even called Abili Walls?
I don't know, maybe that's where it came from. Well, it's homemade ice cream.
It's homemade. Nice.
It's homemade ice cream, and guess what? You could actually prepare it yourself.
But how? I don't know how to prepare that one.
Well,
I've done. You need someone to do that.
No, I've done it before myself. You know, it's just you prepare tea, just like chocolate drink actually, Milo chocolate drink, and then you put a lot of milk in it, and you put a lot. Well, you don't put sugar in it, but just the Milo is enough. And then
I just wonder, I'll invite you to come and do some for me in my house.
Great, I'll be really glad.
Let's continue, because our listeners.
You put a stick in it, and then you put it in the freezer, and you're good to go. You're good to go. Abili Walls is what they call that one.
Awkward.
Yeah, really awkward, isn't it? Right. So the next one is Chek Chek. Oh, my favorite people. My favorite. It's, guess what? Chek Chek is just fried rice with chicken. And it's.
What kind of fried rice is called Chek Chek? How?
It's called Chek Chek, please. And you know what? It's on the streets of Accra.
And
not just Accra, like every part of Ghana. When you really want to eat fried rice, uh-huh. You just go out in the streets in the night. It's usually booming in the night, because I don't know why.
Especially
they always sell it in the night.
Chicken.
Oh, God. They fry the chicken dried. And trust me, you really want to have that one for dinner when you are on the go. Like, you have no time to sit in the kitchen and cook, you know? It's really, really awesome. I mean, Ghana is an amazing country, you know? I urge you all to come down here and, treat yourself to some amazing food, some amazing people, amazing places.
Especially our Banku and Okosu.
Damn, that one.
Especially
that one. That one.
So,
that one. Banku and Okosu. Trust me, it's awesome. You were totally gonna love it, and you were never really gonna.
Amelia watching.
Oh yeah. God, it's amazing. Well, anyway, that's all for today. And in case you know any other food nicknames, and you think it's weird, you might want to drop it in the comment box. Let's have a look at it, and let's see how it goes. Thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next week.